letztens is a big the last weeks and the last months is a very big hack, one of the wide word in Yerushalayim, Tzivishin Ala Talmidei Chachomim about a Shaila of Orle. It's a very big Shaila. Because of that, some people left the Rabbanut. Because of that, the Hechsher fell apart in the Rabbanut. And all different stories that are belong to it or not belong to it. I want a little bit to make Seder in the Inyonim. And I wissen, was is the Aloche, was is the Lomdes, was is the Arum the Aloche do. And we will try to Mesado the Dvorim the way Rebbe Eliashiv, Al Yidei Ne'emon Beisoy, Rav Efrati, we Mesado the Dvorim. There's a lot of people that don't know exactly the facts here, and the Mele, they're saying all different Zachen. And we'll see that maybe Taka in a lot of places in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat Taka. It's a problem that Taka Shaykh only in Eretz Yisrael. And you see Taka, there's a lot of places in Eretz Yisrael that you're not allowed to eat. So Lom again Keseder Ha'inyonim. Aber da fern do a dober shole. And the pasuk steht ki sovoyu el oretz un etartem kol eitz ma'achol ve araltem or loso yespirio. So gzer sa kosu pos in vayikro yutes when you come to Eretz Yisrael ve netartem kol eitz ma'achol ואראלתם אורלוסו יספיריו. הנה ולאותו יתאור לי. שולי שונים יהיה לכו הרעילים. So this is the הלוכה in Eitz Maichol that for the first 3 years it's an אורלה. Now we have to know this הלוכה of אורלה is נויג בין בארץ ישראל בין בחוץ לארץ. This הלוכה of אורלה is נויג בין בארץ ישראל בין בחוץ לארץ. Now what is the difference? In Eretz Yisrael, even a Sofek Orle is also. And in Chutz La'aretz, only a Vaday also. We learn in Tesis and Daf Beis, Sofek Orle b'Chutz La'aretz Mutar. How you count Orle? Orle is not 3 years from the day of the birthday of the tree, Miyoyim Le'yoyim. The way you count the Orle is, you have Shnas Lekites. Dehainu, Shnat Klita Sa'ilo. What is the Cheshmin? So let me make the Cheshmin. It's very negea to what will be negea in the Hemshech Hashir. The tree has the first year, Rosh Hashanah, Echo Bertisha Rosh Hashanah. So we do like this. Lama Zogin, you plant the tree, you have to plant the tree 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Shloishim Yoyim Mikzas Yoyim Bashanah Choshuv Shanah. So the trees that were planted Tu be'ov, we count the first year till Rosh Hashanah. B'mazbe. It takes 15 days, 14 days really, to the tree, till the klite, till it catches reserves in the floor, in the ground, the earth. It takes 15 days or 14 days. We have to have mikzais shono. Shloishim yoyim b'shono choshuv shono. We have to have shloishim yoyim b'shono choshuv shono. So b'meile, if this year l'moshel, we'll go before Tisha B'Av, and we'll plant before Tu B'Shvat, the Tu B'Av, we'll plant a tree, the first year of Orle will be counted Tovshin Tzamachay. If we plant a tree now, till the end of Tovshin Tzamachay is the first year. Tovshin Tzamach Vov will be the second year. Tovshin Samach Zion will be the third year. And then in Tu B'Shvat you're allowed to eat the fruits. If you have a Sofek when you planted it, and Eretz Yisrael l'chumre, and Chutz La'aretz l'kule. So today when you go to buy in a store in Eretz Yisrael, it's not enough that you take off Trumas U'Maisras. It's not enough that you take Trumas U'Maisras. You have to be makpi that is no orle. You have to be makpi that is no orle. As Mama said, you have to be makpi that is no shayla for orle. Till here it's good. Till here it's good. Now, the problem started in the last 20, 30, 40 years. The person goes to a place and says, look, I'll take off Trumas U'Maisras. I'm going to my cousins, I'll take off Trumas U'Maisras. Trumas U'Maisras you take. So the Orle. In Chutz La'aretz, jeder Sache is Sofek Orle Muta. In Eretz Yisrael, the Shaila von Orle, you're not allowed to eat. So what happened? Punk lessons. The Torah says, the Teva of most of the trees, it takes them almost 3 years till they give fruit. Stakel boi reise, the boi alme take. Avade, one or two fruits, take could grow on the tree even before 3 years. But it's not a big amount that is worth for business. Good, fresh, good fruit, not lemaisedik. It takes over 3 years till you have lemaisedik fruit. In our days, if you will go to a farmer and you will ask him, how you plant trees? It's not like the old day, the old fashioned days. You dig, you put a little seed, and you hope one day, you know. Today they have special places. They call it in Hebrew mashtalot. I don't know how you call it in English. What? And that place, they have thousands of little trees. Like, they put them in black bags. We'll see them soon. They put them in black bags. And inside, they look after it. They grow for a year or two or three. It's not here. They grow for a year or two. They grow for a year or two, and after they grow for a year or two, or 3 years, then the person comes, the marshal, he wants to put oranges, he orders 1,000 plants of oranges, he puts it in, it takes a year, and he already has oranges. A year and a half, the tree is full with oranges, and he could sell the oranges. We made all of the market in Eretz Yisrael today is full with olives. Especially the trees, they come 3, 4, 5 years, they take them out, and they start to have new ones. It's not worth to have an old tree. It doesn't give fresh fruit. In the old days, again, the trees only started to give us fruits after 3 years. Today, the trees give fruit after a year, two, a year and a half. This is the system. Now, the problem is, al pi aloche, when this fruit that this tree grows in that place, that little house, the place of the Megadda, the Mashtala, the nursing place, how you call it exactly, in that place, in the minute that I take it out from there, and I plant it again in my sodeh, you have to start to count the 3 years again. Does it halacha? It's a mishnah ole. Wait. This is the metzias. If you have this plant and you put him inside, you have to count all again. That's the halacha. B'meile is a big shaila of all of his manazeh. Especially people go to their cousins that eat not so kosher. Mistame they will be eating all. Why? Because all of the kosher places, every place that powders that have these fresh trees, the ashgoches don't take from them. So it's left to sell it to the friar people. So the percentage of ole in places that don't have a good kashrus are very high percentage of ole. You could have till 60-70% ole from all the fruits in all these places today. So what's the top? Okay. So the kashras, the badats, taki have mashgichim, they go, they write, and every tree has age, and thus and that. And v'chulei, like this, they take all the fruits, it's a ganze ashgoche. But you know, all the time it comes to the stores, people manage to, you know, bring in from different places. It's a problem. And also, must be the Ganz Klal Yisrael will be eating Oleh. Oleh is terrible, you know. It's also bad noise. Chazer is not also bad chile. It's also bad noise. It's a very chamura Oleh. So 26 years ago, the Machon Lecheker HaAlacha from Rav Efrati, Reb Shaul Reichberger, decided to come with the Eitze to take off the amount of Orleh that we have inside of Klal Yisrael. And they started to make a way, these nursing places, a way to be megadel these plants, that we will take them after it from the place that we worked on them for 2-3 years, and we'll put it in the plant, and we'll plant it in the field, we'll not have to start to count another 3 years. We could carry on counting the 3 years from the time that it's from the first Tu B'Av in the nursing place. This was the Eitzah that they decided to cut. You have to understand, the Nisoyon of the people that have Sodas is terrible. But out of this Eitzah, a person buys plants, he waters them, and he comes to his field after 2 years, thousands of kilos of oranges. They tell him, Oleh, just take it and throw it to the garbage. He's not a Yid, he doesn't keep Shabbos to see it. But it's a big Nisoyon for him. So he tries to do Epis with it. It's a big Nisoyon. They tell him, just throw thousands. For 3 years now, these fruits take out fruit. For 3 years, you throw it away. This is the reason it's a big Nisoyon, that we have to do something about it. That if not, Chas v'Shalom, people will be Nichshal Ba'Oleh. So they came with the Eitzah. But this Eitzah has to, this is the Be'etzah and the Tumul around the Eitzah. The Eitzah was that they will take a plant, and the place that they will prepare the plant, it will have a lot of mud around it. We'll see how much it has to have. In a strong way, when they will move it from place to place, you will get it with that piece of mud. And if you get it with that piece of mud, we will not lose the first years of counting Oleh, and we'll carry on counting the Oleh from these years. And the Mele, the amount of Oleh will be measured from the first years. Now, when we're starting to revile this Shaila, if this Eitzah helps, or this Eitzah doesn't help, we have to be revile couple Zach. 5 main points. First, we have to know what is the size of this piece of mud has to be. It's the first Shaila. What would it be if it grew in a plant that was Otzit She'eino Nakuf? In these nursing places, it's an Otzit She'eino Nakuf. And then, when we put it in the plant, we plant it down, it becomes Otzit Nakuf. Maybe B'chai Gavna, you have to start to count again, 3 years. If we want it to be Otzit Nakuf, how big has to be the hole? If we have all different holes in different places, what to do? And how to move it from place to place. How to move it from place to place. How to move it from place to place. So let me again, Masbi, we'll go Keseda, and we'll see where's the big Machlek Kasim, and Avos Rosh Ha'aretz. The Mishnah in Orle, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnah Zoktazim. Ilon Sheneikar, Ve'asela Imoy, Shotfoy Nor, Ve'asela Imoy, Im Yochoy Lichyois, Potur Me'orle, Dainu, you carry on counting the old years, Ve'im Lav Chayot. So the Mishnah says, Ilon Sheneikar, Ve'asela Imoy, Im Yochoy Lichyois, Potur Me'orle, we don't have to count again the Orle, Ve'im Eino Yochoy Lichyois, Chayev Be'orle. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis Zot Pshat HaZeh. What is Asela Imoy? He says, I'll read the Roshan HaRambam. Mina gailones, shimoshchu shorsheim ba'oretz, the trees, the roots go down, v'yis'ave aleim ofor, and under the tree it becomes mud, gets very strong, stuck in between the roots, ad she'ir sovi ba'ilon k'moy even, afilu achar ha'kirosu. Omar Bekan, Shimne Karailon Boiso Ofor and Nikra Sela. The Omar Bemokim Acher, in Yesh Boiso Ofor. Kedesh Yochelich Yois, if it could live with this piece of sand, Shainichai Boole, the Fisheloi Nechshav the Tio Hadosho. Aval Nachshav Oiso Kiilu Loi Neka. We'll count him Kiilu, he was never Neka. Kiilu is from before. So let me get. So if we will take, we'll go to these nursing places and we'll take these little plants and we will megadol them in the side of a bag, lamazogim, and we'll make that sand to be very strong, like a sela. And then when people want to buy it, they will pick up this bag and they will take it with the bag to the place, the mele. We could start to count from Tisha B'Av, from Tu B'Av this year. From Tu B'Av we'll start to count, and we'll count, and B'Mele we will have this year for the first year, second year, B'Mele it'll be okay. Now, Loshon HaMishnah is that it has to live, that it could live in this bag. Now, the Shaila, what it means that it could live in this bag? This is klal. Luyitzuyer, it starts to die. A tree was picked up with a piece of mud near him, and we see that he's starting to die. For sure, we put him back in the floor, we water him, he gets again alive. Then you have to start to count again. If you didn't check it, so Chazal say, if the mumchim say that this amount of mud could normally make it to live and it will not die, then really you don't have to have a measurement. The Ma'aseh today, the Makpi, that it will not be out more than 24 hours. Now, in the Rashba in Tshuva state, there has to be a matzah that it could live like this for 3 years. I don't want to go into the Raya, it's a long Tshuva Sarashba. But the Rashba is mashma that it has to live for 3 years. And then we'll really have to know if these plants could live in these bags for 3 years. He has a raya from the Tesefta. What is the raya from the Tesefta? The Tesefta says, how you know if it could live or not? How you could know if it could live or not? Zog the Tesefta, different ways how to check it. What is the question? Look at it and see if it lives or dies. Wait a couple days, see if the leaves go down or the leaves go up. But the Sefta has to tell me all different kunsim, how to know if it could stay for longer or not. The answer is, but you have to know for 3 years, you can't wait for 3 years. If this will die in 2 years, it's already older again. So you want to plant it, if it's only a shalif in 2 or 3 days, so you look if it dies. If it doesn't die, you could put it in. Wait tomorrow, see if it's carrying on growing, or it's going down. The Torah says, but if it will die in between 3 years, as is the Rashba B'Tshuva. The Chazanish says to be maker. While the Rashba is mistapek, and he brings a raya from the Rosh, that it only has to live in that time. Some people say 14 days, the most, but not more than 14 days. Now, we have to know, the Pischa Tshuva in Yoredeye brings down Tshuva's Perach Mate Aroin, that you have to be Machmir for 3 years. The Chazanish Maaseh is Meikel, Reb Moshe Tainis, that even if we say that it has to grow for 3 years, but it doesn't mean that it has to be in the car, that we're taking it out of that greenhouse, it could grow for 3 years. It means, even if you put it in the greenhouse and you look after it, it will grow for 3 years, it's enough. So most of these things, the Metzias is, if you will leave it in the greenhouse, It will grow. The only problem is when you're carrying it outside, it will not grow. Shemazamin bin Chashleimah says another zach. Even if lo yitzuya, like this, it can grow for another 3 years. But if you will add all different chemicals and you'll give him zevel, all different zachen to make it to grow, it also it's considered that it could live for 3 years. More from that, from Shemazamin brings down. So Zalman says not only that, even if you tell me that in 3 years it will die because it will pop out the bag, because it will be a big tree, it doesn't make a difference. It means in this massive it could live for 3 years. Again, Lemaisa we say mechem the Chazanish that even if it can live for 3 years, the Achor, the Beliashim, the Chazanish is that it's considered that it's a Hemshech for Yerim tree. But even if now we have the Reb Moshe and Reb Shlomo Zalman legabe dizach. Okay, so this is the first condition that Lemaisa these things are oimed in that condition. Condition two that we have to have, you have to know that sometimes there's a little root that comes out from the tree. Lamazang, you put these little things in a bag, in a nursing place. Now in the bag, there's a little root that went down to the ground. When you pick it up, you pull out that little root. Then we have a chash, maybe it was living off that root, and it was adding chayas, and if you leave it now, you will see that it's growing a little bit less. So maybe if you put it in a new place, you will have to measure again the 3 years. To take care of that eitzah, and the kind of plants that have roots, what they do today, and this eitzah, the ole, in the Frati's place, Rabbi Frati, they put it on sticks, hanging up on the ear. The mele, the roots, first they don't get to the floor, and the metzia says the roots don't grow in ear. They dry me up. They can't grow in light, and they can't grow in ear. The mele, the roots never come out. Now, is a third zach, and this is be'etzem, the big vikuach, what is going on here, is a tznai that this piece of mud will not crumb. If this starts to crumble, the little pieces, you lose the whole mele. Has to stay a gush. And lo yitzu, you pick it up, and in the way the sand starts to fall off, you open it to put it in a new place, and after 2 minutes you see all the sand is running away. So be'etzem, it's not living off the old ground. You have to be that it will stay for 14 days. Lemaisa today, they found with the new model Zachen that we have, they found a kind of chemical, they put kind of sands, 40% from this kind, and 30% from this kind, and 30% different words, kofur, kuftis, all different kind of sands, and at mamish, sometimes it becomes so strong like a stone. Not only that, you have to understand, here the problem is Ashgoche. The people that are moitzi las, the people that are against it, that are there today, shoilet in the places there, the people that are moitzi las, they tell that they have letters that they came to a place and they saw that the plants are crumbling. The shaila is like this. We ordered lamazogen oranges. So we ordered, this year they made lamazogen 20,000 orange trees. Now, you have Goyisha workers that put inside the plants, inside the ground. If when he takes it out of the bag, it crumbles, this one starts all over again. So now you have to have a Mashgiach standing like everyone. It's quite impossible to have a Mashgiach on everyone. The Metzius is, business-wise, and it's very important for the Aloche, the people that buy the plants don't want it to crumble. If it crumbles, it's a very big amount percent that the tree will not catch in the ground. And it'll be a loss for him. Because another half a year, the whole thing will fall apart. And then he will have to bring a new plant, but all the trees near him will be older. And then he will have all different kind of measurements. So the people, as business-wise, no one wants it to crumble. And again, I say maybe the workers. Also the workers don't want it really to, because then the buyer will be upset on them. The Maisa is a Mashgiach. Not only that, they complain that a lot of places that buy by them have times that the Arabs come by night and steal the plants after a couple of days. Because you could pull it out with the plant, with the mud. While they don't crumble the mud in the ground. So a lot of times, after everyone leaves, the Arabs come, they take out the plants and they put it by them, Ramallah somewhere. So we have complaints like that. So it only proves that the Metzius is that it stays so strong that you could pull it out and it comes. Only for a raya. But Lemaise, we have also Ashgoche that it will not happen. The Ma'arim Tayyid Metzius is not like that, but the few that I found out today, the Metzius is that it's very strong. We'll check. Now, the big problem is, if this plant that we have is the Otzit She'eino Nokuf, this bag is closed completely, Otzit She'eino Nokuf. It's the Otzit She'eino Nokuf. And you will take it out of the bag, and you will put it now in the ground. We start to count again, or we don't start to count again. Till now we said the halacha is, if I have a plant and I have a gush, and I move the gush and I put it in, I'm not counting to count again, I'm counting from the old count. What would it be if the ones in the bags were, the bag was closed, was otzit she'eino nokuf. Now when I'm moving it to the floor, I'm putting it in the otzit nokuf, in the ground. B'chai gavna, you start to count again or you don't start to count again? The Chazon Ish was mistapik in it, and I will explain the tzedakah. The halacha is, if a plant came from Chutz La'aretz after 3 years, and you took it out with all of its roots, and you break into the soil, you don't start to count Ola again. Even that he never had Ola, but the halacha is 3 years from the time that he's born. He has already 3 years. Now, Otzit She'eino Nokuf, Pashas Midoirai says, not Chayev Ba'Ola. So if it's not chayev ba'ole, selichure, now it's a new kind of planting. So b'meile, while it's a new kind of planting, maybe we will have to start to count the shnei orle from the time that it's on the floor. The Chazon Ish is nistapik, and he brings a tosefta. Shteit in tosefta, hanoitea be'otzit she'eino nokuf, v'nishbar. וחוזר ונוטה באוצית נוקוף אם יוכל לחיו יספוטו. המפורש התספתה. אם אויו נוטוע באוצית שאינו נוקוף ונשבר וחוזר ונוטה באוצית נוקוף אם יוכל לחיו יספוטו. בפשט הזאת בחזון איש שתי דו דת אם דה לגבי שבס אוצית שאינו נוקוף is מחובר אבל לגבי the counting of all of the tree started to grow already. And while the tree started to grow already, the mele yupotu. He had a different pshat of Chazon Ish, that the tisefta is going an otzitz from matches lefid Rambam, that has a aloche of nokuf, and the mele, the tisefta means that the otzitz have a din of nokuf. And lefid that is no raya from the tisefta. Legit le aloche le maise, the Nachlas David, the Ebn Ha'ozel, hold that it's okay. The Kerem Tzion is machmir. It's a sofek. The halacha we pass into sofek is a lot of nafkeminis. The legabi the 4th year, misofek you have to make pidyon revai, sofek trumas maisres, and the 5th year it's a sofek pidyon revai. Lemaise it's a sofek. So lemaise we don't use that heter. So why we don't use that heter? And these nursing houses that we are preparing now the plants to make them ready for Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael will not have a shaila from Ole, we have to make it nakuf. But before we start, could be, what would be if the otzis is not nakuf? A lot of poskim hold that a lot of kind of kalim, even if it's not nakuf, it has a din of nakuf. Cheres, lemaskonas asugia begitin, even if it's not nokuf, dinu ke nokuf. Shel etz is a machlekes. Metal, the Chazon Ish is machmir, Shlomo Zalman is medayek in the Rambam, that metal is nokuf. Is a Yerushalmi, what is the chkire? Why take it's nokuf? One tzad is that the tree is so strong and it could suck through metal, he could suck through wood, he could suck through it, wood not, but he could suck through metal and all the other zachim. And one pshat, this is the Rash and the Goyen learn pshat, the Igletar learns, because soon the tree will come and will pop it. The mele kol ha'oymed, ki'ilu it's already broken. The mele they say if you have a very strong metal that the tree cannot pop, it will not help. Again, la'aloche le'maise, and metal is a machlekes, we choishesh, and cheres le'kula alme etznokuv. Now, the shail of the haitike poiskim has was plastic. The material of plastic is materials that have a din of nokuv even if it doesn't have a hole. The Metzia says that plastic is closer and nothing could come true. The Minchas Yitzchok and Rebbe Eliashiv are machmir misafek, but not the Teras Vaday. Both ways the machmir. Maybe it's a nokuv, maybe it's not a nokuv. Gabi Shvis Lemoshel, they're not makel that you're allowed to water it because it's not nokuv. Maybe the plastic is nokuv. Legabi Orle, we machmir, maybe it's not nokuv. Reb Nissim holds that it's mamish not nokuv. So now we'll go back to our plants and our nursing places. We have black bags and we have little plants. Because we have black bags, so we have a shaila if it's nokuv or not, it's a machlekes, we don't know if it's nokuv or not. So we make holes. We make holes in the bags. B'meleh there will be nokuv, and b'meleh we will take it to the new place. Again, some shit is that even if it's not nokuv, it's okay. Misofek, plastic, maybe even if it's not nokuv, it's nokuv. Oh, but to be yaitze alashitas, what we do? To be yaitze alashitas, what we do is, we take plastic bags and we make holes. Now, it's a big machlekes, how big have to be the hole? From 4 centimeters going down to 1 centimeter. It's big stiras about it, and perhaps we could say a shir and that alein. Lemaiste doyroi from Rebbe Eliashiv and the stipler back and forth of Chaim Kanievsky, Stephen Stires. What we do is in this greenhouse we make 2.5 centimeters, a hole of 2.5 centimeters. It's a little bit less of a 10 agorot coin. The stipler said the marshal 10 agorot coin. Said it's enough. This is 2.8. We do 2.5. Now the aloha is the hole has to be connected the floor. A hole in the side is a machlekes rishonim b'siyaste b'shem Rashi that it's good. The Mishnah Melech is mechiach and hilchis bikurim nishtazei. We lemaise a machmir to make the holes in the bottom. Not only that, we try to make 4 to 6 holes in every bag. I want to explain, maybe you will understand what I'm speaking out of this hole so much. The problem is, if you leave a big hole and you start to water the bag, everything runs out from the hole. When the plant is soft, slowly, eventually, all the roots are all over. It becomes like one piece of metal. But at the beginning, you start to water it, and if you have a big amount of hole, the water starts to take out the sand. So more sand and more sand, and la double safe. This is the reason they don't want to make such big holes. So little holes they need to have. They have little holes in the sides. So, Ravos no holes in Moshe, you can make a lot of little holes, it's mitzaref. The Maestro de Achro is not like Ravos no. We machmir not like Ravos no. But why we don't make one hole? Because if we make one hole, what would be if a mistake, the bag would punk double and fold, and there would be no hole. So we try to make 6 to 4 holes. Maybe I'll show you soon a bag that only has 2 holes. But it's different reasons why that bag will only have 2 holes. But b'derech klal we have 4 to 6 holes in a bag. Now, so again, lami gein tzurik. We said me'ikar adin could be, even if there's no holes, it's okay. Because first, maybe even otit she'ein anokuv, you could change him to a nokuv. Even if it's not nokuv, maybe plastic is like nokuv. Maybe you mitzal of the holes, we make holes. Now we said again, we don't put it on the floor, because we scared that roots will come down to the floor. We put it in the ear. Now the shaila is how you hold it in the ear. We know the luchas, the words were written in the ear. How we get these plants to stand in the ear? If we have to have strings starting to hang from on top, it's nishkin ma'alach, yeah? So what they do is, they put a huge net. Again, but we have to hold the net. So the net, they put bricks. Now, the tumultzach, the people that, again, against daytime, they have pictures. They showed pictures around Yerushalayim yesterday. They took out a whole book full of pictures. So around the whole Yerushalayim, they gave it to all the mailboxes of Yerushalayim. That pictures that every third or every fourth plant is standing on top of the brick. If it's standing on top of a brick, lechule is a aloche that the hole has to be standing and facing the floor. If it's a brick or a balata in between, is a suffix of the chazanish. If the suffix, if Moshe, if you put, someone has a plant in this room, it's considered otitznaku v'nat, because it has balatas, it's made from cement. So it's a suffix in the chazanish. Mele deitaine, that these bricks, every third or fourth one are standing at a brick. First, I checked today, they have special bricks there, that they make holes in the bricks from side to side. They ordered special bricks. They ordered from the company that makes bricks. Bricks that have holes 2.5 centimeters all over the brick. Number one. Number two, this is the reason we have so much holes in the bags, that the bricks are small, and every time will happen to be, even if the hole of the bag is not exactly against the hole of the brick, out of 4 and 6, even if you need holes and even if plastic is not a problem, we will have the holes. Again, even if we have a brick, we said we have holes in the brick. Not only that, people tiny that could be brick, the chazanish had a suffix and a balata, a tile, marble, or if it's choytzet, if it's connected to the floor, or on cement, the clot wall. Oh, but these bricks, you know, the bricks that you build the buildings, if you know, if you water it, the water comes from the other side. The bricks, the gray bricks, or the red bricks in America, they're not full, they're empty. So it could be these bricks bichlal not choytzet. This is like mud. All over it could suck. Even in the balata, the chaznish had a tzad that is not choytzet. This is, I'm saying, even on the tzad that we didn't have holes in the bricks, and even on the tzad that the holes are not sticking out, and you need holes, and it's not okay, it will be okay. Well, the roots, no. That's too long. It's not the mice.
How would you just fix?
So this is the vial we got already, that we have good in the nursing places. We have nice plants that we could count the olive from the years that the deer, they have a din of otitznokuv. B'meile, when I will take these plants, and this year, just to give you numbers, Baruch Hashem, we took out from that place 900,000 plants. Meaning we saved 900,000 trees from having olive and klalisol. First we're saving the fryers not to eat, we're saving the normal rabbanuts not to have problems, and for sure, not things to get mixed up. Still here, it sounds good. Now the big problem starts here. Okay, we have a nursing place with plants, and we want to plant them in a field. How the plants get from the nursing home till this planting? They have a house, they're growing in this house, everything is okay. Now I'm taking them from the nursing place, and I want to put them in the field. How do I get them to the field? How do they get there? To carry it in the hand? Give me an answer how to take it. The normal way is I'll put it in a box, put it on a truck, and I'll take it. The truck is made from metal. It becomes otzit she'eino nakuv. You put it down on the floor, start to count again the 3 years. I put it in the box is closed. Eino nakuv. Suck through what? The metal of the car? You know how big the cement of these big cars? It's big vans? You know.
Trucks.
Trucks. a car from Kli Cheres, they stop to do them. Wait, we'll take care of all of it. In the beginning, in Sefer Mishpatei Eretz that came out 20 years ago, they had an eitzah to have a car with holes. They made a car, special truck for that. He will be the one that delivers these things. He'll be a part of the system. Big net. But with the problem, first he has to go on the streets. The streets are like cement. Some streets are made from cement, some made from zephet, the zel bezach. And if he has to go over a bridge, it's made from cement. So first they gave him an eitzah to go on the side of the road. The guy almost was killed in a car accident, and they stopped it. So this eitzah went off. This eitzah is off. I spoke today to the guy that was in charge. He told me it was such a matzav of sakone, because nefesh derech kol ha'peri kula. This eitzah was off. So what? How we pass it? What? Doesn't help, but it's better. The whole truck is out. So here we come, it doesn't make a difference. It could be 100 meters. If in the metal is in the bottom, it's ein anak. So here we come to a huge machlekes that is negea not only to olim. Lemoshel, people want to move an apartment in Shviz, and they have a otzitznakuf. So the machmirim don't move apartments in Shviz. Because you plant a znakuf in the house, you put it in the moving truck, becomes oisnakuf. You take it off the truck, you noitea in Shviz. It's aver deiraise. So the machmirim in Eretz Yisrael never move apartments in Shviz. It's babus. Shumazaman Eurbach was matir. Now, the heter starts in the Chazanish. The Chazanish tain is that if you move it from place to place, if you move it from place to place, only from temporary time, this is called that the Nokuf doesn't lose the Shem Nokuf. He has a Shein Raya. The Gemara had a tzad in Gittin Davches that something is not touching the floor, it has a din of Eino Nokuf. We pass them out like that. Kol zman it sees the floor, it has a aloche of Nokuf. But the Gemara had a tzad that if it's a hefsek avir, it's not called Nokuf. The Gemara is dantzach of them. The Gemara is dantzach of them. Fayda Chazanish, why the Gemara didn't bring a raya that ear is not considered that it stops? From the Mishnah that if someone took out the tree with the sela, and then he put it down, it's okay. And the way it was in the ear. The Gemara has a tzad that something in the ear, it's ke'ilu otzit she'ino nokuf. We don't pask it like that. But the Gemara in Gittin is clearing a shayla. Frank the Chazanish led the Gemara to bring a raya from ilon she'nekar ve'asela imoy. And it goes down again, it's potul because it's a hemshech, but in the way it was in the ear. Then the Chazanish is doicha the raya. Nechliku anshei Chazanish, what the Chazanish holds. Chaim Greinemann holds that the Chazanish hold that it's not, if you move it for temporarily, it's okay. And as they had them from Zaman Oyabach. Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Emunah is machmir of them. And he says you only could move it with a car that has holes. And as they passed him in Chassid Tzchok. I inside, they bring the Me'orerim, Taina, the Chassid Tzchok Asers. I myself looked in Chelek Ches and Tzadik Bey, Tzadik Dalet. I didn't see the Minchas Yitzchak Asus. I think Fakert. But Reb Chaim Galievsky Asus. Rav Ozner holds that Lekatchila not to do it, but the Eved you're allowed to. They went to ask Rabbi Yashiv what to do. Now listen very carefully for the people that don't know. Rabbi Yashiv said, Vay lemais, it's not so posh to move it on a car. It's not Mehadri. All of the fruits that come from these kind of fields give the numal rabbanut. The mehadrin don't eat it. And this is the ma'aseh the roi in Eretz Yisrael. When you eat numal mehad, numal hashgoche, you go to marshal to mechveis mitzudas David, there you get these kind of fruits. You get to all these hotels, you're eating these fruits, then lefid Reb Chaim Kanievsky, you're eating all of them. So why we do it? We say mech because so much a tayrim. We said even otzit she'ino nokuf to nokuf. We said it could be the chazanish was mistapik. Could be metal. Could be yoinik. Could be the street is a hefsek. So for numal rabbanut to save ganz klal Israel, it's worth it. Zok Rabbi Yashi. Again, because meiker hadin you could be say mech on it, but me ken ishruf in das mehadrin. So that's Israel says, what is the difference? I'm only eating fruits. What could be not in mehadrin? bederech klal nat me'adrin are from these fruits. Because again, you have to understand. Now everyone is buying these fruits. Because no ashgoche gives any more ashgoche. You call them shtilim dushnatiim. Now these fruits, all the places that don't have me'adrin normally have from that. The little, why? For the first 3 years that it comes to the field, we give it to nat me'adrin. And then for the rest, we take from me'adrin. So the market has much more from the new ones. This we give to the normal rabbanut. So every city you go, you take normal rabbanut, you have to know, yumiyad doesn't help you take trumas from Eisres, you're eating from this zach. Just to know, stam, you're looking at Yisrael, vasen afkemine. This means that Yisrael rabbanut regila, from the fruits already we have a shayla for all of them. Again, the ikar adin, Rabbi Yashiv, hold on, it's okay. Now, you have to know, Lemoshal, is another problem that happens a lot of times. Lama Zogun, they took these new plants. They took the new plants. So Lama Zogun, oranges. We ordered 20,000 oranges, we put them in the fields, and we started to count from last year. Last year, another year. Now, normally some plants die. So Lama Zogun, we have in every line, we have 50 trees. We come after a couple months and we find some dead. So we go to the place and we order more plants. And we have to know the new plants, we have to remember from when they were ready in the nursing place. If they were ready in the next year, they change the colors like every 4 or 5 years. Every 3 years. So if you go to Marshall, you tell them, I need a black bag. So they have some black bags in the supply for the people that ordered black ones and they die. So like this, you could keep cashman. Now, Lemaise, all the places that have a sharing today, Lemaise are using these things. There's a lot of practical reasons to go in why they're using it. In the old way, that they didn't have this whole big amount of mud around it, that they're working on it, mamish, all the aloha di kemailas, the best time to plant was in the winter. Because then the plants are sleeping, and they reserve much better. Even the lemaisi have to look after them for another half a year. Today, that everything is ready, and the etzem, al pi aloha, we make that it's no hefsek. If they're living, and it could carry on, they plant in the summer. This is the metzius. Again, they tell you not to say, but why should they do it? Now, the problem starts. Amol, taki, we only took from fields that mamish old, alta trees. Today, the ma'aseh, everything is young and fresh, and everything has ashgacha. But the problem is, we tell them hatzachai. Normally, amol, rabbanut regila can't give ole. So the ma'aseh, the ashgacha had to be mashed. There is no ole. Today, the ma'aseh, the truck comes, and he's an elecha guy, because he's not a choshut, because the pi'alocha Rabbi Yashi said that it's okay, but 60,000 of his trees are mehadrin. 100,000 are stam rabbanut. Now, the shaila is, if it gets mixed up, the me'oririm were moitzi las, that this is the reason they didn't want to listen to unzer rabbonim, and they made a whole tumult, and they asked people from the government to become part of the hechsher, is because their tiny words, again, this is what the shita sum, that it's very hard to check it. But maybe they don't want to rely on Rabbi Frati Bichlal. They don't want to use the machon from Rabbi Frati. We only want trees that we know that are very old. And they tiny, the Mitzir says, we can't rely on it. Maybe shita sum, you cannot eat Bichlal. And they tie in a vow, they have the bricks, and it breaks in the way. It's only the reise, and they have a suffix if even Bichlal could eat in Rabbanut Regila. Now, the Metzias is, it's not like that. First is Ashgoche. Now, you have to know, the Metzias is, first they're not chashudim, these people. Even though they're not Shemitayu or Mitzvahs. But the Metzias is like that. We have Ashgoche in all the trees. And today, in the updated world, is every tree has a name. Every tree has a number. Every tree you write how much fruit you take off it. Exactly. And the reason you do that is because you have to know if to add water, less water, what to plant next year. Everything is computer-wise. Now, before they start to take off the fruits, as a mashgiach, the person that knows trees, goes around before the mashgiach, and he marks what is the new trees, what is the old trees. Then the mashgiach comes, and you cannot, and as a mashgiach, dir b'shas ma'isa, when you need, the mele cannot be a ramoes that someone will take from one place to the other place. It's kimat loy shayach b'metzias. Now again, you have to understand, even if chas v'shalom it happened, we have all of these etayim that we said. All of these etayim that we said is shayach. All of these etayim that we said, lemaisa is shayach, even if in a mistake, chas v'shalom, it will happen. So mele, they asked Rabbi Yashu. Now you have to understand, if you moitzi la'az on that, as a mol, why? So no one will if you will not use these plants and will make them hard time with all these plants, these people will start to buy the plants and then the end they will buy real oil. It's not a chokhmah to say I'll be machmir all of the chumus. We ourselves in Mehadrim, we take it, don't use them. We take it, don't use them. And Mehadrim, we take it, don't use them. But Fakad Rabbi Yashi was fighting to that. You know what is the difference that this year in Eretz Yisrael 900,000 plants are not orle? Someone has orle, the keli become osur, everything becomes osur. Now Eretz Yisrael, the fruits, the grape juice, everything. Wine, everything without the ershel is mamish orle. All the fruits become orle. But this is how all of that is not. You're right. Val the chumah that in the way is a problem again. It's only if it's a problem from nakuf to einu nakuf. And it's only a problem if metal is not makes a hefsek. And it's only a problem if lo yotzur the chazanish is nishgerecht. You right. If it breaks in the way, taka is a problem. If it breaks in the way, taka is a problem. So I asked taka, before the shiur, I asked Rabbi Frati, if you could give me one plan just to show you the holes. So someone will bring just now the plant, this is why I'll show you the holes that you will see. Now this plant was taka. This plant, take, grew a little bit different. It didn't grow, take, on a place that has... these plants are kind of a plant, I think it's a lemon tree, that this doesn't have strong roots. Open the plastic. That doesn't have strong roots. And the valley doesn't have strong roots, so they have another way they do it. They put on the floor a big mat with big holes, and then they put sand on top of it. So in these bags, there's enough to make two holes in the bottom. Again, if you put on the floor a big mat, now you make big holes in the sides, you don't have to make all over. And then you put sand, so we make the sand, this kilo connecting the whole place. And then they put these on top. So here we'll see, after the shiur, I'll show you in the bottom, take, it's like two holes. We'll see.